All right, Monty, I know you're excited about the NFL draft. Why don't we find out the latest from the Star?
All right.
See what they're thinking out there with these two first-round picks at 12 and 20. Let's talk to the son of the owner, Stephen Jones, who joins us right now on the ticket. Morning, Stephen. He likes to laugh a lot.
Yeah,
I do, and we do. This is a very good morning, and I'm glad to be on with you guys.
Well, morning.
he's really laughing.
Quite a series of events yesterday. First of all, were you scared that your daddy was going to fall off riser?
And it did, and I saved daddy once again. I saved his life by telling him, hey, look out. And before he fell, he almost swan dived right into the Secret Service. That's right. No. You know, I don't know if y'all know this, but you do, that we have two very basic goals for this year's draft.
Okay, what's that?
First goal of mine is to keep Daddy focused on football and the task at hand and the fact that we actually have a draft going on. That's number one.
Yeah, good goal.
Number one, because Daddy gets real distracted, you know.
By what?
Well, Mama got him an iPhone for his birthday, and he's real fascinated with that, you know. So he's real distracted with that. He likes that he can watch TV on his telephone, and he can pull up pictures of Angie Dickinson in a bullet bra. He's always, always showing those around. And he also loves that he can gamble on it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't know if he needs
always
to be doing that.
Games.
You like that, though.
He loves that, and he loves pulling crypto scams on disabled people and, you know, just the standard stuff.
Oh, come on. He's your dad, for gosh sakes.
But he loves them apps, too. His favorite game is called Tinder. You ever heard of that?
That's not a game, is it?
It isn't.
I don't think so.
Well, he seems to think he wins a lot on it.
He probably scores a lot.
But if we could,
okay,
focus on football, because I'm kind of the football guy.
Yeah, so are you guys going to trade up tonight?
Well, I'm glad you asked, and, you know, you did, and we could trade up or we could trade down. We don't know yet. Okay. It all depends on who's still available, and if Daddy is taking his meds yet at that point.
Maybe you can get something out of him.
He's on a lot of meds, you know.
Like
he
what?
He takes 143 pills a day.
Oh, my God.
That is a lot of pills. No wonder he fell.
He does. And now, most of them are related to erectile disease.
Disease.
Bowel incontinence. But,
oh, gosh.
But they saw them jugs, and sometimes he just skips all them and just takes around he's got like a Stanley full of Johnny Walker Blue that he carries around.
Oh, man.
He calls it his medicine.
Daddy's medicine.
Daddy's medicine, yeah. So, I mean, you can expect him to be about as stable as the Strait of Hormuz tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Goodness. We just want some football information, Stephen, if you have anything.
Who is this?
That's Monty.
Yeah, hi, Stephen. I got a kick out of that for sure.
Why is that funny?
You're funny, Monty. I laugh just talking to you.
Thank you, Stephen. You're making me laugh, too.
Well, he likes you. He cracks him up.
Oh, you do. You're funny. Just natural-like.
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
he is a funny guy.
You know, we don't have to draft any help at the wide receiver position this year because we went ahead and pissed off George Pickens. Franchise tag.
Well, maybe that's why you do have to draft a receiver tonight.
I expect him. He's going to try to get out of here as soon as he can because he hates us now.
He's
going to be trying to get out of here like an animal trying to chew through its own paw, trying to escape a steel trap. He wants out. But we got him, and so that's a good, and we do, and we don't, and we are.
I don't know. He may not be happy. He may hold out.
He might hold out, but that's okay. That's okay.
You guys are used to that, I guess.
We're used to that. Yeah, we feel more comfortable with people holding out.
We're having fun, aren't we, Stephen?
We're having fun. We are. Hey, did you see we had a special visitor during our press conference yesterday?
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. Bill Clinton.
President Billy Clinton, he made an appearance.
Yeah.
Uncle Billy.
Pretty cool.
Uncle Billy. And we went out afterwards. We had a nice lunch meeting afterwards. It was a lot of fun listening to Daddy and Billy swapping stories and giving their opinions on who should have won Miss Softest Mouth in Arkansas back in the 70s.
All right. Come on. You don't have to talk about everything.
Uncle President Bill was really looking old, though. He's lived pretty hard.
Well, yeah,
he's pretty hard. But it was fun listening to Daddy confided in Uncle President Billy all about gate agent.
Oh,
and how Daddy gave
it.
Her a belly baby when he had her folded over a koala station in Little Rock International.
Gosh, Steven.
Bingo.
Stop it.
Oh, he gave me a sister to spy on.
Shouldn't be spying on your sister,
no,
Steven.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It just gives me more panties to steal.
Oh, my gosh, Steven.
Uncle Baby Billy President really liked that story, too.
I bet he did.
Yeah, he said that Daddy should have just denied it and save a Range Rover month worth of money on denying that paternity. But Uncle Billy President, he even told us about the time he was pissing in a Cuban broadleaf into an intern while Hillary's in the next room.
Oh, my gosh.
She shouldn't have told you that.
That's really graphic.
Got to laugh out of you, though.
I do love the draft now.
Okay.
We're going to all get ready for the draft. And that, hey, Monty, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Steve. My voice, I guess.
You're funny the way you talk like.
What? He's getting such a kick out of you.
Oh, I love Monty. This is good times now. We're going to get ready for draft.
Okay, good luck. Good luck. There goes Steven.
Wow, what a fan.
Man, I love y'all's chemistry.
Yeah, I didn't realize we would hit it off like that. Yeah. That's great.